Good afternoon, class.
When you were at the beginning of this season to where Pavlik is now, where have you seen his game progress the most?
You know what, I think with Pavlik, the game that I see for me is more of his poise. That's where I see, he looks like he's confident and poised, you know, aside from the last game, but I mean, I think that's probably his biggest thing is seems to be patient. He seems to, his rebounds are good. He seems to be taking in a lot of shots and controlling rebounds, either controlling or just getting the puck stopped. But it's probably his patience and his poise for me that he looks relaxed and looks under control. And he's been, it looks like he's been there for a while. You know, I think Wade Flaherty's done a good job with both goalies, including Pavs. No, not really. I don't, you know, like I've talked about trying to focus on one game at a time, and I think it'll be dependent on the schedule. I think I got to read the situation. They're important, and I don't want to overplay, overthink, and then, you know, for me, it's just about focusing on the game. We've got a couple of days before the next game again, so we'll see how it goes. It gives us an opportunity to rest. How fresh is he going to be? That type of thing, you know. How's he playing? How's our team playing? Stuff like that. I don't have a preset plan with Pavlik in mind.
Your schedule is going to slow down now. And
right.
The teams that have games in hand are going to catch up.
Right.
Maybe they win, maybe they don't. If let's say they do and they catch up and they go ahead of you, you know, how do you manage the kind of the hysteria? Isn't the right word, but like you can only control your own games right now.
Right.
Up for a little bit and then put you on even ground in games, and then it's up to you to go win and catch up. How do you keep your players from sort of not worrying too much about what everyone does around you right now?
Well, it's difficult. It's difficult here because the media here in Canada is difficult. You can't help it. I mean, it's whether it's media here locally or nationally, you know, they look ahead and they see the games played and games left and who you're playing and stuff like that. The only way that we do it internally is we just try to focus, keep the focus singular is the best word that I could use. And that's what we deal with and just try to play the game, win the game that's in front of us. For example, you can see that Florida has games in hand and they've won three straight. So they've jumped ahead and taken over the top spot in the division. We were there for a while. We had more games played. So that's just the way it is. So the way that I would do it is just keep the focus on the task. And that's as simple as that sounds. That's the way I would do it. Try to get the external stuff out of there and just try to win the games as many as we can.
The break in the schedule actually comes at a good time. Like it's, you slow down a little bit here. And you looked exhausted on Monday. So you've had so many must-win games for such a long time. And it looked like you said it yourself.
I think it's good for us now because we can, even the next couple of games, we have a chance to regroup and re-energize and we actually have time to practice, which has been odd because we've been playing so much that we don't have much time to in between games. So we actually had a decent practice today where we had some pace where we could get some activity happening and maybe some D-zone play some D-zone play we can practice on, so we can practice on things and work on things with our group. It hasn't happened. I can't remember the last time that's happened. That's been the tough part. So we have a chance. We have a chance to re-energize. And for us, it's and I've said this the other day, the important thing for us is to try to get the most we can out of the games. That's really what we have to do. We have to leave everything on the table. That's really got to be the best we can. And if we can do that, and that creates more A games for us, then we put ourselves in a good position, you know, to potentially win. But there are no easy games. We've seen that. So,
Claude, when you look back on the last three games against Florida, some of the nature of the goals that were scored, is it bad luck or bad defensive zone play? Because it just seemed a little odd the way they scored some of their goals, especially the ones by Versteeg.
Yeah, well, I can remember pretty clearly the one game here where we outshot them, outplayed them, and lost, you know, and we gave them three really good opportunities. That's an oddity for me. That doesn't usually happen. I mean, you know what? You got to give them credit. They have a good team. They play. They force you into making mistakes, and do they force us into making mistakes? Well, you know, in the games that they've played against us, it looks like they've succeeded in doing that, whether they were unforced or not. You know, and they had guys that can finish, but that's the games that they play, you know. So they're a patient team. They wait for your breakdowns, and they take advantage. In some of the games we've played, we've given them some great breakdowns, you know. A little bit uncharacteristic for us, but, you know, you've got to look at them being part of that's part of the problem is the way they play and whether we have enough patience or we just break down or is it by luck? I don't know, you know. We have to find a way. We have to find a way to generate more off that team. They don't give you too much, and they're very patient. You know, they don't have Versteeg in the lineup now, but they've got other good players. So, you know, they got Jovanovski comes back in. They've added a couple of players, and Jared Smithson and Wolski, and those guys can, you know, Wolski can be an offensive player, and Smithson's more of a shutdown guy, but they've got a decent team, you know. And I really like their defense. Their defense, I think, is a strong part of their team. They really have some mobile guys and some youth back there. They get a lot out of their defense, I find. And they got Campbell, that's an offensive threat, plays a lot of minutes. So it'll be fun night. Be a big game for us, you know. Same for them. They're going to want to really put the separation with us and get us out of there. You know, we play them twice again, one here, one there. So we have a chance to do some things. Those are four big points. And the swing is, you know, it's exactly what we need right now, you know, when we need to win them.
Well, a little off topic, but and I don't know if you had a chance to watch what happened in Toronto last night, but have you ever witnessed or, heaven forbid, been a part of a situation where the crowd started chanting to have you fired?
Don't touch wood. I have not had that, you know, but...
Can you imagine what that would be like? No,
I wouldn't want to imagine what that would be like. You know, it's tough, but I mean, I've said this before. When you get into this profession and you coach, we know what's happening. We're not, you know, we know what's happening, and it's not something that you wish on anybody, really. It's a tough task. What can you do, you know? That's the way it goes. What can you say? I've never, you know, seen it much. I didn't see the end of the game. It was by the time I got home, that game was over. But I did see the highlights and I saw the stuff. And you know, we take on this job. We know what's at stake. We know it's a short shelf life. We know if you have longevity, you're probably fortunate, and you're going to get. You walk around with a target, and you got to take criticism, and you got to be thick-skinned. And if you're not, then you're probably in the wrong job.
Do you feel for them?
Yeah, I do. I do for anybody. I don't wish that upon anybody, you know. But that's the nature of what it is. You know, now you've got all kinds of scenarios where things are instant and media's instant. And I mean, you know. Yeah, I do. I just, that's hard. It's hard enough to coach in this job. And it's hard enough to try to do your job without that, you know.
You worked in the national chain and they've never changed a coach.
Yeah.
Something that other guys aren't, because you know, certainly no one would think that Nashville's woes or lack of long playoff success would be Barry Trotz's fault.
I think David, it's just a reflection of David and the way he runs his organization. He provides stability and he trusts the people to do their job. The other thing is that when you stabilize your coaches, the players recognize that you're not going to have the power to eliminate coaches and just, you know, you got five coaches in 7 or 8 years that you better change because he's not changing. And that's a pretty clear message. And, you know, when you're in that situation as a coach, that's pretty good. They trust you. You got to do the job still. But to me, it's the evaluation that he provides. He looks at his team and he figures out that right now we're probably going to be this type of team and get these type of points, you know. So he has not flown off the handle when they've gone and lost three or four straight or whatever it's been. he trusts what's going on. And to me, the stability is impressive in and the trust factor there. And the one thing that I, and I've worked with David for a number of years, is that the thing I like about David Poile is he works with people. And I learned a lot with him and through that, through working with his organization, is that if things are not going and he's unhappy, at least he gives you the opportunity to try to change, to keep, you know, so you try to change and he tries to change with you, and you try to get things going. So you feel like he's in it with you, and, you know, not like you're over here and they're over here. So that to me was, and it's very much a family setting there. That's the way they do things. Very much everybody's together. I remember the meetings we used to have all the time, and that stability is, it's really good. The camaraderie is good. Everybody's in it together. The scouts are trying to work with the coaches, and the coaches are trying to work with the minor league guys, and everybody's on the same page, and David's covering every area of it, and it really, the stability is impressive. You know, and Barry Trotz has done a really good job there. I mean, it's pretty hard to argue. Well, sure. That's what that's what impressed me about the people here is the people, and it to me, a lot of times it is about the people. You know, I recognized that last year when I came here, and a lot of the same people are here. With, you know, Kevin has come in as a GM, and obviously we have a good relationship and it's a good choice. And I just have to focus on coaching the hockey team and coach what I have. I don't deal with much else, and you know. I certainly ask for his input all the time, and I'll keep him abreast of what's going on. So we'll see where all that goes, but I know that, you know, there's been a lot of frenzy here, and you want the frenzy to continue. And eventually, how do you keep the frenzy to continue as the years go on? Well, to me, you got to win. That's how you keep the frenzy going, you know, if you can. But that's easier said than done, you know. So, but that's really where it has to come from. Yeah, right now he's going to be in the game.
What about Klitson?
I'm not sure about Grant to be a game time decision. There's some things you have to look at there when you're inserting a new player, you know. Does he fit in the room, and, you know, the loyalties to the players in the room and those things. So those are all things you have to look at. And it's really not reflective of what I think of him as a player. You just have to do the smart thing for the group right now.
What about the game too?
In regards to what?
In terms of, you know, having Grant play his first game in that kind of environment.
Yeah, well, that plays into it a little bit. I'm more concerned with the room, our players, you know. That's what I'm more concerned about is the players and how they feel, the perception and stuff like that. And, you know, there's a place there where, you know, I think you just got to be intelligent about how you make those decisions. That's what I'm trying to do, is not overthink it, but just kind of go with my instincts. Okay, guys. Thanks. Have a good day.